Hi, this is DJ. This is the Joel 2 Generation podcast. And what you're about to hear is a message that I recently gave while I was visiting Norway. And so I'm going to entitle it, Revisiting Things About His Love. All right, so, I really feel like this first session that the Lord wants us to just focus on some of the things that He's taught us about His love.
Så jeg føler virkelig at jeg skal undervise om noe av det Jesus har lært oss om hans kjærlighet.
And even though that's a very common, a common theme and a common subject for you guys as well.
Selv om det et veldig vanlig tema som går igjen for dere.
The fact is that we have to continue to be transformed into this place of love.
Så det så viktig at vi fortsetter å alltid bli transformert av den her kjærligheten.
So I have a bunch of thoughts that are out here and I'm going to try to pull them together and hopefully it will fit together.
Jeg har masse tanker, så forhåpentligvis skal jeg klare å dra dem sammen til en.
So I was just reminded, how many of you know of the ministry he was an American prophet named Bob Jones? You know about Bob Jones?
Er det mange som vet om Bob Jones fra Amerika?
So we've been very influenced by Mike Bickle and Bob Jones and Rick Joyner and these guys.
Vi har mye innflytelse fra Bob Jones, Rick Joyner, og de her folkene.
But I was reminded, just prompted by to reminded that when Bob was 40, he died.
Men jeg bare husker at når Bob var 40 år, så døde han.
And literally had an encounter with heaven.
Han hadde en opplevelse med himmel.
And at that time, in one of those encounters that he had,
og en av de opplevelsene som han hadde,
the Lord told him that there will only be one question.
Så sa Gud at det kommer bare til å bli ett spørsmål.
That we will be asked.
Som vi blir spurt.
And the question is, did you learn to love?
Og spørsmålet er, lærte du deg å elske?
But there's one question. I mean, can you imagine? There's one test, one question on the test.
Bare tenk på det. Det bare ett spørsmål på prøven.
And the question is, did you learn to love?
Og spørsmålet, lærte du deg å elske?
And literally, Bob then spent the next 40 some odd years of his life in his entire ministry was to tell the body of Christ, basically, that there was going to be one question about your life. Did you learn to love?
Så de neste 40 årene så brukte Bob Jones tjenesten sin på å fortelle alle han møtte på at det kommer til å bli ett spørsmål, lærte du deg å elske?
See, it's not going to be like this. It's not going to be like we go on one day to be with Jesus and then Jesus takes us on a walk.
Så det er ikke sånn at vi går videre med livet og kommer opp til Jesus, og Jesus tar oss med på en gåtur.
So you're going to come with me on my walk, right? So this is not going to be what Jesus says to you. Like,
det her er ikke det Jesus kommer til å si til deg.
Like, you know, when you were down on earth, you were too loving.
Når du var ned på jorda, du elsket for mye.
You were way too extreme about that love thing.
Ja, det var alt for ekstremt med det her med kjærlighet.
I mean, I was interested in you being loving, but you took it a little bit too far.
Jeg tenkte det bra å elske noen, men altså, du tok det litt langt.
You were too extreme about the love thing.
Du var litt for ekstremt med det her med å elske.
That discussion is never happening.
Den diskusjonen kommer aldri til å skje.
I think, honestly, I think that some of us will go on a walk with Jesus.
Helt ærlig så tror jeg at noen av oss kommer til å ta en gåtur med Jesus.
And there will be some regret when we're on that walk.
Og det kommer til å være noen ting vi angrer på når vi går på den turen med ham.
Because we're going to realize, I just wish I could have loved more than I did.
Vi kommer til å innse at jeg skulle ønske jeg elsket mer enn det jeg gjorde.
Like last night we were with all of these refugees from Afghanistan.
For eksempel i går så var vi sammen med alle de flyktningene fra Afghanistan.
And I would have Muslim after Muslim come up to me.
Og hadde muslim etter muslim som kom og snakket med meg.
And the Lord was revealing their pain.
Og Gud viste meg deres smerte.
And then they were asking me, it's such a privilege, such an honor, would you pray for me?
Og så spurte de meg, kan du være snill og be for meg?
And the more I prayed,
og jo mer jeg ba,
the more I was feeling the love of God.
Jo mer kjente jeg på Guds kjærlighet.
Like, I don't want to sound selfish.
Så jeg vil ikke høre egoistisk ut.
As much as these people were like getting, like encountering God last night.
Men uansett hvor mye de her opplevde Gud I går.
And I don't know if you saw this. Stefan was with me.
Jeg vet ikke om du så at Stefan var med.
But I would minister for maybe 5 minutes to one of these refugees.
Men jeg betjente dem I kanskje 5 minutter til en av de her flyktningene.
Just praying the love of the Father.
Og bare ba Guds farkjærlighet over dem.
Most of them not Christians yet.
Men mange av de var ikke kristne enda.
And when I would say, you know, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Og når jeg sa, I Jesu navn, amen.
I would have to pull away from them as I was encountering the love of God.
Så måtte jeg trekke meg unna fordi jeg opplevde Guds kjærlighet.
You know, a lot of them got healed last night.
Mange av dem ble helbredet I går kveld.
But the coolest thing that happened last night.
Men det kuleste som skjedde.
There was this one. Afghans aren't very big. They're a little kind of.
Afghanere ikke så veldig store, ganske små.
I just have to interject something here. You know Andreas.
Dere kjenner Andreas?
That,
ja,
from here,
Andreas
right?
Hjelvang.
Andreas came here, yeah. I'm so thankful that Andreas came and visited us in Qatar.
Jeg så takknemlig for at Andreas kom på besøk til oss I Qatar.
Because he helped me believe in trolls.
For han hjalp meg å tro på troll.
I thought they were a myth, but then Andreas came from Norway to teach me about trolls.
Altså Andreas kom fra Norge for å undervise meg om troll. Jeg trodde det var en myte.
And then I thought he was kidding, and then Anetta, she told me, no, they are real.
Jeg trodde han tullet, men så sa Anetta, nei, de ekte.
I'm kidding.
Jeg bare tullet.
Anyway, so I was told that if I said that I believed in trolls, you would think I was a little strange.
I love it. Han sa, nei, jeg bare tullet. Jeg bare sa at hvis du sier at du tror på troll, så synes jeg du skikkelig
fra. But we can talk about Bigfoot.
Men vi kan snakke om
Bigfoot. Anyway, that's another topic. Anyway. So, as these coming back to the Afghans, right? As these Afghans, this one guy came back and he said, "Can you pray for me again?"
Så det var en av de afghanerne I går kveld som kom og sa, "Kan du be for meg en gang til?"
And I said, "Okay, yeah, where do you have pain now?"
Så sa, "Ja, okay, hvor gjør det vondt nå?"
I don't have any more pain.
Han sa, "Jeg har ikke noe mer smerte."
I want to feel that thing again that I felt the last time you pray.
Jeg vil bare føle den tingen jeg følte sist du ba for meg.
Oh yeah, Muslim, all Muslim. So here's the thing. The very nature of love lives inside of us.
Det som at selve naturen av kjærlighet bor I oss.
Because the Spirit of God lives inside of us, the very love of the Trinity resides in us.
Fordi at Guds ånd bor I oss, hele kjærligheten av treenigheten I oss.
I mean, we have to really. I know some of us have been in ministry a long time, and we think we know stuff. But when it comes to the love of God as it exists in the Trinity, I think we've only tasted a little bit.
Mange av oss har vært I tjeneste I mange år, og vi har erfart mye, og tror vi kan mye, men vi innser ikke hvor mye kjærlighet som finnes I treenigheten. Vi har bare like, smakt på litt.
Like, this is a crazy thought, but the Bible says that God dwells in unapproachable light.
Bibelen sier at Gud tar bolig I unåelig lys.
That what is it that's in the unapproachable light that unapproachable light has to protect?
Hva det som I det unåelige lys som det unåelige lys må beskytte?
I believe that what it is that is in the unapproachable light.
Jeg tror at det som I det unåelige lyset
is the diminished love of God that is so intense it has to be protected by light.
Det den ubegrensa kjærligheten av Jesus som så sterk at den må bli beskyttet.
I know this is getting a little philosophical.
Det litt filosofisk.
And I really believe that at the end of the day what really matters with the love of God is that we've experienced it, not that we can describe it.
Jag tror att på slutet av dagen när allt kommer till allt så handlar det om att vi har fått upplevt Guds kärlek, inte bara snacka om.
I mean, we just imagine God for billions and billions of years, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit were just having a love party.
Vi bara ser för oss att Far, Son och Helige Ande för miljoner och miljoner år bara hade en sån kärleksfest.
That was what was going on. Before anything else was going on, that was going on.
För något som helst annat skedde, så var det det som hände.
And then it was out of that place. We just have to create something that we can also love.
Och så ut från det stället så tänkte jag, åh, vi måste bara skapa någonting vi kan älska.
This is just too good. We have to share it with somebody else.
Det här är bara för gott, vi måste dela det med någon andra.
And last night down in Östersund, if I'm saying it correctly.
Igår kväll I Östersund.
Just, I like the way she said it. Last night down in that refugee camp, we had the privilege of letting some Muslims touch something of that love.
Igår kväll I den flyktingläger så fick vi möjligheten till att muslimer få en smak av den kärleken.
And that has to be the basis of everything that we do.
Och det måste vara basen av allt det vi gör. Det ja, allt kommer ut från.
Now, some of us have been in ministry like Håkan, I think I'm saying it right. I know that Håkan has been in ministry for a few years.
Jag vet att Håkan har varit I tjänste I en del år, ja.
Like not quite Jesus saying to his disciples and to Håkan, please go, but not long after that. Håkan's been in ministry
a few years. Ikke så lenge efter att Jesus sa till Håkan, gå ut och gå.
Old Norwegians like to laugh.
Ja, nordmän lika le har jag blivit fortalt.
But the thing is that ministry, like anything in life, can be something that we do.
Men det är med att tjänste som allt annat I livet kan fort bli något vi gör.
And we don't want ministry to be something that we do.
Och vi vill inte att tjänste ska vara något som vi gör.
I want to be somebody who reflects the love of God.
Jag vill vara någon som reflekterar Guds kärlek.
I don't want to walk out of a meeting or out of an encounter where somebody thinks that person was just doing his job.
Jag vill inte gå ut från ett möte eller en upplevelse med Gud att någon annan ser på mig och tänker den där fyren han bara kom hit och gjorde jobben sin.
I want somebody to walk away from an encounter.
Jag vill att någon ska gå bort från ett möte med Gud.
And I want them to say, even if they didn't get healed, that person loved me.
Jag vill att de ska se att även om jag inte blev helbredad, så märker jag den kärlighet till mig.
Because I'm remembering that there's only one question on the test.
För jag husker att det bara ett spörsmål
på testet. Bob Jones's question.
Bob Jones's spörsmål.
Did you learn to love?
Lärde du dig att älska?
Like some people got healed last night.
Någon blev helbredad igår kväll.
Some people didn't get healed last night.
Någon blev inte helbredad igår kväll.
But if we loved last night,
men hvis vi elska igår,
then we won.
Da vant vi.
If we love, we win.
Hvis vi elska, så vinner vi.
Somebody said it like this: love never fails.
Det var någon som sa att kärligheten svikter aldrig.
Like some of you might be into a little bit of this apologetics and stuff, and you might even know out of the UK there's a radio program called Unbelievable. Does anybody know this program, Unbelievable?
I England så är det ett radioprogram som heter Utrolig, alltså.
So
Utrolig.
Unbelievable is an interesting program, but Justin Brierley is a friend of mine, and he had on to his program a Christian who believes in miracles, and then an atheist who was there to question him.
Okay, på det radioprogrammet här så hade de en gäst som var en kristen som trodde på mirakler och en ateist som skulle ställa en spörsmål.
And I was listening to this one atheist from Ireland, and he said that if I saw a miracle,
han ateisten här från Irland, han sa att hvis jag såg ett mirakel,
I would believe.
Så kommer jag att tro.
So I wrote to Justin on the radio program and I said, can you arrange for my team to meet with that atheist in Dublin, Ireland?
Så jeg skrev til programlederen Justin og sa, kan du arrangere et møte for meg og mitt team til å møte han ateisten I Dublin I Irland?
And so literally I took a team to Ireland.
Så jeg tok med meg et team til Irland.
And we went out on the streets of Dublin for 2 to 3 hours with one of the leading atheists in Ireland.
Så I 2 til 3 timer ute på, så gikk vi ut på gata I Dublin sammen med han ateisten og var ut, ja, og
And if you do listen unbelievable, like we then went on the radio program and we talked about our time together. It was about 8 months after the encounter, but we did talk about it on the radio.
Og så I senere tid så har vi vært på det samme radioprogrammet og snakket om det som vi opplevde da.
But I told my team before we went out.
Men jeg sa til teamene mitt før vi dro ut.
I said, I don't know what's going to happen tonight.
Jeg vet ikke hva som kommer til å skje I kveld.
But we have one goal.
Men vi har ett mål.
We want to love this guy.
Vi vil elske den her fyren.
And we want to love every single person that we encounter.
Og vi vil elske alle de vi møter.
And so we went out.
Så vi dro ut.
And we saw people get healed.
Og vi så folk som ble helbredet.
But sometimes it was like he didn't see what was going on because when you're a team, there's stuff that can be happening, you know.
Men det var akkurat som at han ikke så alt det som skjedde, for at når man et team, så det mye som skjer rundt omkring.
But anyway, I'll just stop it at this story. But at the end of the evening, we asked this guy. His name is George Lillis, the atheist.
So,
what were your impressions of the evening? And he said, I have never seen people who loved total strangers like you did.
Som elsker totalt fremmede folk sånn som dere har gjort.
And I just, my team, I said, we win.
Og jeg sa til teamet mitt, vi vinner.
He was so impacted because he didn't even think that much happened miraculously, but he was more impacted by the love.
Han var bare så rørt av den kjærligheten, selv om det ikke skjedde mye mirakuløst, og var han så preget av det.
At the end of the evening, he's asking us to pray for him that he could actually believe.
Wow. På slutten av kvelden så spurte han oss om vi kunne be for han så han kunne få tro.
But I sensed an openness in him. That's why I made the trip to Ireland. I sensed an openness.
Jeg hadde en sånn følelse av en sånn åpenhet I han. Det var derfor jeg reiste til Irland, for jeg kjente at han var åpen.
And, you know, I think that whole story illustrates that, you know what? Love will always win.
Jeg tror den historien her, den illustrerer det faktum at kjærlighet kommer alltid til å vinne.
It was about 2 years ago now, I was in Jordan and we were working with some refugees in the north of Jordan, Syrian refugees.
For 2 år siden nå så var vi I Jordan og jobbet med noen syriske flyktninger der.
And we were praying, mostly these refugees were women because the men were back in Syria fighting.
De fleste av det her var kvinner fordi at mannfolkene var tilbake I Syria og kjempet I krigen.
And God was doing what God was doing. He was healing these women.
Og Gud gjør det som Gud gjør. Han helbreder de her damene.
There was a team of 5 of us.
Det var et team på 5 stykker.
And we were prophesying.
Og vi profeterte.
And we were breaking shock and trauma off of people.
Og vi bare løste dem fra sjokkerende, traumatiske opplevelser.
Just the stuff that, you know, we are all trying to learn how to do well.
Bare alle de tingene som vi prøver å lære oss å gjøre på en god måte.
And we knew God was at work because they were calling their friends on the cell phone and they're like, there's these Western people here doing miracles, get over here.
Og det, vi visste at Gud var på gang fordi at de begynte å ringe vennene sine og si, det noen som folk fra Vesten her som driver og gjør mirakuløse ting, dere må komme hit.
And then one of the women asks me and says,
så spurte en av kvinnene meg,
Could you pray for my son?
Kan du be for sønnen min?
And there was lots of children running around.
Og det var masse unger som sprang rundt omkring.
So I said, yeah, which one of these little children is your son?
Så jeg spurte, okay, hvem av de her ungene din?
She said, no, it's my older son. He's 20.
Nei, det den, min eldre sønn, han 20 år.
I'm like, I haven't seen any men.
Jeg har ikke sett noen mannfolk her.
Like, yeah, he's upstairs.
Og bare, ja, han oppe.
But I would like you to pray for him.
Men jeg vil gjerne at du skal be for han.
So somehow it was arranged that he came down into another room.
Så det ble arrangert sånn at han kom ned I et annet rom.
And I walked out of the room where all the women were.
Jeg gikk ut fra rommet med alle damene.
And I walked right into the room with a full-blown radical.
Og jeg gikk rett inn I et rom der det var en radikal
So he was mann. Part of a group called Jabhat al-Nusra, which is just like ISIS.
Han var del av en gruppe som helt lik ISIS, som heter Jabhat
Jabhat al-Nusra is the name of, sorry, it doesn't matter, but anyway, it means the face of victory is the literal translation.
Den oversettelsen ansiktet av seier, betyr det.
Or the forehead of victory, something like that. Anyway, they are one of the groups that's just as bad as ISIS.
Det en av de gruppen som akkurat like ille som ISIS.
And as I was walking up to him,
og når jeg gikk opp mot ham,
I sat down next to him.
Så satt jeg med ved siden av han.
And I have only been afraid a few times.
Jeg har bare vært redd noen få ganger.
In the many years I've lived in the Middle East, but this would have been one of those situations.
Og det her var en av de gangene.
Where this guy.
Der den her fyren.
Just imagine, like I'm a white Westerner.
Bare se for deg, en hvit mann fra Vesten.
And a Christian.
Og en kristen.
And we are actually in a house with all of their women.
Og vi et hus med alle deres damer.
Nothing about this was looking really good.
Ingenting med denne situasjonen her så veldig bra ut.
Except for the fact that he had heard.
Forutom at han hadde hørt.
That God was healing people.
At Gud var der og helbredet folk.
And that he somehow knew that we were there for a different reason.
Og han plutselig forstod han at vi var der av en annen grunn.
So then I got a little crazy with him and I said, and I'm speaking to him in Arabic and I said, can you imagine saying this? This hatred that is in your heart is going to kill you.
Og jeg følte meg veldig modig og litt sprø, så jeg sa til han, vet du hva? Det hatet som ligger på hjertet ditt kommer til å drepe deg.
God did not design you to carry this kind of hatred inside of you.
Gud har ikke skapt deg for å bære på det hatet som du bærer på inni deg.
So I'm going to ask God that he will come and take this hatred out of your heart and fill you with his love.
Og fylle deg med hans kjærlighet.
And I began to pray.
Og jeg begynte å be.
And this, you know, basically Islamic radical begins to cry.
Og den her islamisten bare begynte å gråte.
Arab men do not cry.
Arabiske menn gråt ikke.
Arab men who are radical Islamic fighters never, ever, 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 ever cry.
Og I hvert fall ikke islamister som radikale krigere, de gråt aldri, aldri, aldri.
And this guy's mother is standing overseeing the whole thing.
Og den her mannen sin mor står og ser på det her.
Basically, it was kind of like this. The Arab mother says, "You are going to receive prayer. Don't kill the person praying for you."
Det var nesten som mor hadde sagt til han at du, nå skal du få forbønn av denne mannen og ikke drepe han.
But I walked out of that situation and I knew that the only reason that we could do that.
Og jeg gikk ut fra den situasjonen her og forstod at den eneste grunnen til at vi kunne gjøre noe sånt.
Was because we were doing it in love.
Fordi at vi var der I kjærlighet.
Love will get you into situations that you could never imagine.
Kjærlighet kommer til å ta deg med inn I situasjoner som du aldri kunne forestilt deg.
And it will also get you out of situations that you should be trapped in.
Og det kommer også til å få deg ut av situasjoner der du egentlig skulle vært fanget.
Seriously.
Seriøst.
Last night we were in a refugee camp with a bunch of Afghans.
I går kveld så var vi I en flyktningleir med masse afghanere.
These are not people that are unaware of warfare.
Og det ikke ukjent med krigføring.
I mean, we Americans, we're kind of into guns. You've heard about America and their guns.
Vi fra USA, vi ganske keen på gevær og pistoler og sånne ting.
Afghans are 10 times more into guns than Americans
are. Afghanerne er 10 ganger verre enn oss amerikanere.
I mean, I've been in Yemen.
Jeg har vært I Yemen.
And I'm sitting with a group of Yemenis.
Og jeg sitter med folk fra Yemen.
And everybody has a machine gun except for us.
Og alle sitter med maskingevær utenom oss.
Kalashnikov. You've heard of him. Yeah, Russian. Kalashnikov.
Kalashnikov. Yeah.
So, listen, we might be into violence and guns in America, but we have nothing on Afghanistan.
Så oss amerikanere, vi kanskje litt inn I, altså vi liker vold og sånne ting, men vi ingenting
they know more about this stuff than we do.
De vet mye mer om det her enn oss.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm asking these guys, what is the security situation like at the refugee camp?
Så spør de her fyren, hvordan sikkerhetsforholdene her I flyktningeleiren?
So I mean, I'm just in the natural. I'm just asking this question.
Jeg bare spør det spørsmålet.
And that just got me all the more committed to love.
Og da ble jeg enda mer overgitt til kjærlighet.
Because I'm thinking that radical when I prayed for him from Syria.
Og da tenker jeg den radikale når jeg ba for han I Syria.
If we run into anybody like that at the refugee camp,
hvis vi møter noen som litt lik han I denne flyktningeleiren,
I know that the weapon that we carry is a weapon that is stronger than hatred.
Så vet jeg at det våpenet vi bærer på mye sterkere enn det av hat.
Do you know the reason that radical Islam is so committed to hatred and it hatred?
Vet du hvorfor islam så overgitt til hat?
Because hatred is a counterfeit of love.
Fordi hat det motsatte av kjærlighet. Nei, det kunstige av kjærlighet. Kunstige kjærlighet.
If you think about it, the difference between hatred and love is that hatred is a cheap emotion.
Forskjellen på hat og kjærlighet så at hat en billig følelse.
But it will motivate people to do anything, almost anything, including die. Hatred will lead people to die for things.
Men hat kan føre folk til å gjøre hva som helst. Det kan få folk til å dø for sin skyld.
But because Islam is not connected to the love of God,
men fordi Islam ikke knyttet til Guds kjærlighet,
they've had to take the counterfeit of love, which is hatred, from the kingdom of darkness.
Så må vi ta hatet I stedet som fra djevelens rike.
And it is the only thing that is more powerful in this universe than pure hatred is the love of God.
Det eneste som mye sterkere enn hat, det Guds kjærlighet.
And you know, it's a sad thing because the devil actually gets into the church.
Og det trist fordi djevelen faktisk kommer seg inn I kirka.
Because Christians would never say, I hate.
For kristne ville aldri si, jeg hater.
But the devil gets in and he gets us into unforgiveness.
Men djevelen kommer inn og han kommer inn med det å ikke tilgi folk.
And jealousy and envy.
Sjalusi og misunnelse.
I mean, I'm going to tell you a verse in the Bible that you have heard maybe 1,000 times, but you've never thought about it.
Jeg skal si deg et vers fra Bibelen som du sikkert har hørt 1,000 ganger, men ikke tenkt over.
It's in the book of James.
Jakob.
Book of, Jakob. Mm. Yeah, Jakob. It's Arabic as well, Jakob. Anyway, so, and I'll bet you, Håkan, if I'm saying it right, I know he's probably preached out of this verse many times.
Håkan har sikkert preket fra det verset her mange ganger.
But if we really believed this verse, it would change everything.
Men hvis vi virkelig trodde på det verset her, så kom det til å forandre alt.
It says this, where there is envy and jealousy,
det står der det sjalusi og misunnelse,
there you will find every evil thing.
Der finner du all ond ting. Alle ond.
Every evil thing is there.
All ondskap ligger der.
What does that actually mean that if there are envy and jealousy,
hva betyr det egentlig hvis det jalousi og misunnelse?
In that situation you will find every evil thing.
At I den situasjonen så kommer du til å finne all ondskap.
Don't you think that we should get real serious about getting envy and jealousy out of our lives?
Tror du ikke vi skal bli veldig seriøse nå med å få jalousi og misunnelse ut av livene våre?
Listen, envy and jealousy are rampant in the church.
Jalousi og misunnelse overalt I kirka.
Why does that man have a bigger ministry than I have?
Hvorfor har han mannen der en større tjeneste enn meg?
Why does that prophetess get accurate words more than I do?
Hvorfor får den profetinna der mye mer korrekte ord enn meg?
How does that person have such a beautiful husband or wife and I don't have one yet?
Hvorfor har den personen så nydelig kone eller mann og jeg har ingen enda?
There's a thousand ways that we can be giving into envy and jealousy.
Det er tusenvis av måter vi kan gi etter sjalusi og misunnelse på.
And the Bible says that if we are there, every evil thing is around us.
Og Bibelen sier at hvis vi på det stedet at vi sjalu og misunnelig, så all ondskap der også.
Has anybody ever unpacked that verse for us?
Har noen gang virkelig studert det verset?
So all of these things are actually different faces of hatred.
Alle de tingene her faktisk forskjellige uttrykk av hat.
If I am envious of somebody,
hvis jeg misunnelig på noen,
and jealous of somebody,
og sjalu på noen,
what does that say about my identity?
Hva sier det om min identitet?
I'm giving in to self-hatred.
Da sier det at jeg gir etter for selvhat.
We don't like the word hatred, but when we explore things,
vi liker ikke ordet hat, men når vi undersøker ting,
we realize we're participating in it.
Så ser vi at vi tar del I det.
See, the devil doesn't come into the church with his horns and say, "Hi, I'm Satan."
Djevelen kommer ikke inn I kirka med sine horn på og sier, "Hei, jeg Satan."
No, he comes in between friends.
Han kommer inn mellom venner.
Envy and jealousy there.
Og han setter sjalusi og misunnelse der.
Or self-pity. Self-pity is actually a manifestation of hatred.
And synd på seg selv en manifestasjon av det å hate seg selv.
Now I'm sure you guys here in Norway are far more sanctified than we are, but self-pity is a huge problem in the places that we live and work in our community. Self-pity.
Og selvmedlidenhet et stort problem I de områdene der vi bor og der vi jobber.
So let me. I just am reminded of another verse I want to share.
Bare minne på et annet vers jeg vil dele.
Because this is another verse that we have to think about. So if there is envy and jealousy, there you will find every evil practice, every evil thing.
Hvis det sjalusi og misunnelse, der finner du all ondskap.
Imagine what this verse means.
Så se for deg hva det her verset betyr.
God is opposed to the proud.
Gud står imot den stolte.
But gives grace to the humble.
Men gir nåde til den ydmyke.
So we need to imagine, we need to explore this. It's said several times in the New Testament.
Så vi må se for oss det her.
We know that the devil opposes us, right?
Så vi vet at djevelen står oss imot.
Imagine that the Holy Trinity himself is opposing you.
Men se for at hele treenigheten står mot deg.
How much are you going to get done in life if God is opposing you?
Hvor mye kommer du til å få gjort I livet hvis Gud står deg imot?
See, I think we probably have been drinking from some of the same wells.
Jeg tror nok at vi har drukket fra noen av de samme brønnene.
We hear a lot about grace and favor and grace and favor.
Vi hører mye om nåde og favør.
And favor and grace and grace and favor.
Og favor og nåde.
Nobody ever comes in here and says, guess what? If you are not humble.
Ingen som kommer inn her og sier, vet du hva? Hvis du ikke ydmyk.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are opposing you.
Så står det at Far, Sønn og Hellige Ånd står deg imot.
Seriously, think about, have you ever run into anybody anywhere that's ever ministered and you think that person is proud?
Har du noen gang møtt noen som forsyner og som deler seg til, og du tenker, han der, han stolt?
Humility is a huge manifestation of love.
Ydmykhet, en stor manifestasjon av kjærlighet.
Humility recognizes that I have nothing to give.
Ydmykhet sier at jeg har ingenting å gi.
Unless God is giving it through me.
Hvis ikke Gud gir det gjennom meg.
I mean, who is it? Jesus said, I can do nothing apart from the Father.
Jesus sier, jeg kan ikke gjøre noen ting gjennom min far.
If Jesus could do nothing apart from the Father,
hvis Jesus ikke kunne gjøre noe utenom via Gud,
and then Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Og så sier Jesus, uten meg, så kan ikke dere gjøre noe.
How much are we going to do?
Hvor mye kommer vi til å gjøre?
If we are not doing it with him.
Hvis vi ikke gjør det sammen med Jesus.
And when I realized that there's nothing that I can give you today,
når jeg innser at det ingenting jeg kan gi deg I dag,
that I have not received from the Father of Light,
da, som jeg ikke har fått selv fra Gud,
then there is no place for pride.
Så det ingen rom for stolthet.
It's not false humility.
Det ikke falsk ydmykhet.
It's actually me understanding that last night when I was hugging an Afghan,
det faktisk den forståelsen av at I går kveld når jeg klemte en afghaner,
the only thing that I knew that could happen is that God's love could flow out of me because he lives inside of me.
Det eneste jeg visste som kom til å skje var at Guds kjærlighet kom til å flyte ut av meg over på han fordi jeg vet at Gud bor I meg.
And so this other verse is just one of these verses like, okay, I want to give myself to exploring what does it look like if I'm living in love and manifesting love.
Så det her verset, det får meg til å undersøke og gå dypere I det, og hvordan vil det se ut når jeg lever I kjærlighet og manifesterer kjærlighet.
Do you realize that if you are living in love, you cannot envy somebody else?
Vet du at hvis du lever ut fra kjærlighet, så kommer du ikke til å bli misunnelig på noen.
You know why?
Og vet du hvorfor?
Because if you are living in the love of God,
fordi hvis du lever I Guds kjærlighet,
and it was time for food.
Og det var tid for å spise.
And it was the best, like I love pork and I live in the Middle East, so we don't have a lot of pork. But like, let's just say it's the best, like bratwurst. I'm German too. The best stuff out there, right?
La oss bare si at det var den beste maten der ute.
See, if I'm really being controlled by love,
hvis jeg kontrollert av kjærlighet,
I would actually get more pleasure out of you all eating that before I do.
Så får jeg faktisk mer nytelse av at dere spiser det før meg.
So if I see somebody who has a greater ministry or a greater impact or a better marriage,
så hvis jeg ser noen som har en større tjeneste, et bedre ekteskap,
and I'm living in love,
og jeg lever I kjærlighet,
all I'm going to do is be rejoicing.
Så kommer jeg bare til å fryde meg.
Because what does love do? Love does not seek its own.
Fordi hva gjør kjærlighet? Kjærligheten søker ikke sitt eget.
Love prefers others before itself.
Kjærlighet setter andre foran seg selv.
Like a true lover, like love, this is the one place in life where I think we can really sort of understand love.
Det akkurat nå I livet kjenner jeg at vi faktisk kan få en forståelse av kjærlighet.
Is that genuinely parents love to see their children succeed.
Og det sånn at foreldre, de vil av hele sitt hjerte at ungene sine skal lykkes.
Like, they might not want to see anybody else succeed, but they love to see their own children succeed.
Det ikke sikkert de ønsker at alle andre skal lykkes, men sine unger, de vil.
So if I only made, you know, $100,000 a year as a salary, we would be thrilled to see that our children make $200,000.
Så hvis jeg for eksempel tjente $100,000 på et år, så ville jeg være helt overlykkelig over at ungene mine da kanskje kunne tjene $200,000.
Love would always want to see somebody else receiving more than you do.
Kjærlighet vil alltid at andre skal lykkes enda mer enn du.
Do you see where there's no place for envy?
Ser du at det ikke rom for misunnelse?
There can be no place for envy if you're living in that place.
Det kan ikke være rom for jalousi og misunnelse når du lever I et sånt.
So when Bob Jones got the question, did you learn to love?
Så når Bob Jones ble stilt spørsmålet, lærte du deg å elske?
That was not a simple question.
Det var ikke et lett spørsmål.
You noticed how much I've talked about. You thought, oh, love. I know this topic.
Så vet du, jeg snakker mye om det. Kjærlighet, ja, jeg kan det.
I've read the book.
Jeg har lest boka.
Wait a second. Now he's talking about things like envy and jealousy. Where did that come in? I didn't.
Men nu har vi då snakket om jalousi och misunnelse. Men hur kom det in I?
And you know what's so great about this is that today.
Det som är så bra med det här är att
wherever you're at,
uansett hur du är I livet,
you can it's like you can, you know how when your computer gets stuck, there's only one thing to do, or your phone, you have to turn it off and on again, right?
Du vet när datamaskinen det hänger sig upp, så är det bara en ting att göra, man bara reboot den och slå den av och på igen.
I believe at the end of this session, and I haven't even looked at the time because my watch went dead.
Jag tror att på slutet av den här timmen.
I believe what God would want us to do right now, wherever we're at, is He wants us just to reboot.
Så tror jag att det Gud vill att vi ska göra akkurat där vi är nu är att vi ska gjenopprette det systemet och så start reboot.
Reboot. Ja. And just right in the reboot, He wants that question just to be like somehow sown into us. Are you learning to love?
Att vi ska bara igen bara tänk på det här och ta det in över oss att det spörsmålet lär. Är du på ett steg i livet där du lär dig att älska?
And then it begins at lunch.
Och så börjar det till lunch.
You know, it begins the next time you sit in a place in a restaurant and you're interacting with somebody serving your food.
Och då börjar det här nya livet, men när att du till exempel nästa gång du är på kafé eller restaurang och du sitter och tänker lära mig att älska.
And one thing that's great about Jesus is that He will give you 1,000 opportunities to love every day.
Och det som är så fint med Jesus är att han kommer att ge dig tusenvis av möjligheter att älska andra var ensta dag.
And then we want to try to reboot every day.
Och vi vill pröva att gjenopprette det här systemet var ensta dag.
Into the love of God.
Och som att det flyttar ut av Guds kärlek.
And some of you might be asking, because I went to Bible school and seminary, and I'd be like, where's this in the Bible?
Så någon av er kanske har ett spörsmål. Hur står det här I Bibeln? Jag har gått bibelskola.
I'm going to tell you a couple places.
Så jag ska se ett par ställen.
So Jesus takes 600 and some odd, I think it's like 622 Old Testament laws. The Pharisees had added it up. They had 600 and I believe 22 laws from the Old Testament.
Så I Gamla testamentet så tog Jesus 622 lagar från Gamla testamentet.
And then he said,
och så sa han,
I'm going to sum it up.
Jag kommer att uppsummera det här.
In two.
Till två.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind and strength.
Älsk Herren din Gud av hela ditt hjärta och
and love your neighbor as yourself.
Och älsk din nabo som dig själv.
And to be honest,
och för att vara ärlig,
those are not two different ones.
Det är inte två olika ting.
Those are one.
Det är en.
It's like two edges of the same sword.
Det är som två sidor av ett skarpsvärd.
See, as you love God,
du vet, när du älskar Gud,
you receive God.
Så mottar du Gud.
And as you receive God,
och när du mottar Gud,
you can love others.
Så kan du älska andra.
And as you love others,
och som du älskar andra,
you are able to then reflect that love.
Så kan du reflektera den kärleken.
And receive the love.
Och motta kärleken.
And it's literally like the way we're supposed to live.
Och det är faktiskt som vi är skapta för att leva.
And later on in the epistles, Paul said it this way.
Senare så sa Paul.
I'll give you the reference.
I only have an English Bible.
Sorry, no. I'll just 1 Timothy 1:5.
1 Timoteus 1:5.
Paul says it this way.
Så säger Paul.
The goal.
Målet.
Of my instruction.
Av mina instruktioner.
Is love.
Är kärlek.
What did Paul do? He wrote epistles. He wrote these letters.
Paulus skrev de här breven.
And those letters were instructions to churches.
Breven var instruktioner till kyrka.
And in one verse he says the sum of all of my instructions.
Och det står I ett vers att den summan av alla mina instruktioner.
Is love.
Är kärlek.
I went through the entire New Testament.
Jag gick igenom hela Nya testamentet.
1 or 2 years ago.
Ett par år sedan.
And every single author says the same thing.
Och varenda författare I Bibeln säger detsamma.
You know, when I went to Bible school and seminary.
Du vet när jag gick på bibelskola.
They actually didn't tell me this.
Så förtalade de mig inte det här.
They told me other things.
De sa mig många andra ting.
You need to get your doctrine of justification by faith, by you are saved by grace through faith. You need to get other.
Ja, det är så många andra ting som är mer viktiga.
The inerrancy of scripture.
Du måste lära dig Bibeln.
This, that, that, this.
Det här och det här och det här.
Church government.
Gud.
The government of the church, you know, should we have bishops or should we have pastors?
Av kyrka, ska vi ha en biskop eller ska vi ha en pastor?
Should we baptize babies or no?
Ska vi döpa ungarna eller inte?
Paul says, listen, the goal of my instruction is love.
Paulus säger att summan och målet av mina instruktioner är kärlek.
Sometimes we don't think that Paul was maybe the most loving guy.
Någon gång så tror vi inte akkurat att Paulus var den mest kärliga fyren.
Remember when he kicked Barnabas off of his team?
När han sparkade Barnabas av teamet sitt?
He did.
Han gjorde det.
He still understood that the goal of his instruction was love.
Men han förstod fortsatt att målet med hans instruktioner var kärlek.
Now I understand. I am an American.
Jag är en amerikaner.
And Americans can sometimes, you know, be misunderstood.
Och amerikaner kan till tider bli missförstått.
But can you hear from an American who's got rough edges? Listen, guys, the only thing that has to matter in our lives is that we become lovers.
Men kan du höra från mitt hjärta som en lite röffare amerikaner att allt det som betyder något i livet att vi blir älskare.
And we must learn how to humble. You don't hear a lot of Americans talking about humility.
Du hör inte väldigt många amerikaner snacka om ödmjukhet. Vi är inte så glada i det.
But I don't want the Holy Trinity against me.
Men jag vill inte ha den heliga treenigheten mot mig.
Do you?
Vill du?
Like, you know, the devil and his angels, that's bad enough.
Djävulen och hans änglar, det är illa nog.
But the Trinity against you, you're going nowhere.
Men treenigheten emot dig kommer det ingenting.
You're doing nothing.
Du gör du ingenting.
So guess what? We should be learning, Lord, how can I become humble?
Så gett vad vi är nödt att lära oss, hur kan jag bli ödmjuk?
You know, and because humility and love are linked.
Fordi ydmykhet og kjærlighet, de er sammensatt.
Here's the thing, here's the question.
Her spørsmål.
Have you ever been offended by anybody?
Har du noen gang blitt fornærmet av noen?
Even some of the things that I'm doing, maybe I have offended you.
Kanskje til og med de tingene jeg har sagt her i dag har fornærmet deg.
Who is this guy?
Hvem er denne fyren?
He's so loud.
Han så høylytt.
So American.
So amerikansk.
Thing is, here's the thing.
Saken er den.
Have you ever been offended by a humble person?
Har du noen gang blitt fornærmet av en person som er ydmyk?
Who's loving?
Som er kjærlig.
I haven't.
Jeg har ikke det.
I get offended by people all the time.
Og jeg blir fornærmet av folk hele tiden.
But I can't remember the last time somebody who came as a humble lover offended me.
Men jag kan inte huska en enda gång någon som var ydmyk och full av kärlek förnärmade mig.
And that's the goal.
Och det är det som är målet.
I mean, seriously, you guys are in a Bible school right now, right?
Seriöst, du går på bibelskolan.
I don't want to wreck the whole vision of this place.
Jag vill inte ödelägga hela visionen av det här.
Because you're going to learn a lot of other stuff.
För du kan lära dig andra ting också.
But I want to tell you right now.
Men jag vill säga det akkurat.
The only thing that matters is that you learn how to love.
Enaste som betyder någonting är att du lär dig att älska.
Like I went to Bible school, seminary and was ordained.
Jag gick på bibelskola som seminar och blev ordained.
All of it. I'm a priest. I'm an Anglican priest.
Anglikan.
Priest, yeah.
Av utdannelse.
Yeah, that, I just offended some other people. I'm just kidding. Here's the thing. All of this years and then all of a sudden somebody's telling me the only thing that matters is love. I'm like, why did I do all that other stuff?
Jag tänker att det är så många år att studera allt det här. Varför all världen gjorde det när det enda målet är att älska?
You mean all I had to learn to do was die to myself and become a lover?
Så du menar att det enda jag tänkte göra var dö för mig själv och bli en som älskar?
So I don't want to offend the leadership, but you know, at the end of the day, like this is all that matters.
Jag vill inte förnärma någon ledarskap här, men så på slutet av dagen, det enda som täller är att du älskar.
I mean, there's one other verse I'm going to share, and then I'm going to shut up.
Det är ett vers till jag vill dela, så ska jag till sist.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up! You can't say
yeah,
shut up
in the
church. Oh my goodness!
Here we go.
Okay.
Galatians 5:6. Here's another verse I think many of us have never seen. Galatians 5:6.
Oh, it's gonna happen. You can just read it.
Okay. For in Christ Jesus,
for I Jesus Christus,
neither circumcision nor uncircumcision carries any weight.
Så betyder ingenting om du omskåret eller ikke omskåret.
The only thing that matters,
det eneste som betyder någonting,
is faith working through love.
Är tro som verkar genom kärlek.
If the apostle Paul is writing, the only thing that matters in life.
Hvis aposteln Paulus skriver det eneste som betyr noe I livet.
Is faith working through love.
Er tro som virker I kjærlighet.
That whole circumcision debate, that was a huge issue for Jews.
Så den der debatten om omskjæring eller ikke, det var en stor debatt blant jødene.
Circumcised or not?
Å bli omskåret eller ikke.
Also things like what you eat or don't eat.
Også ting som hva du spiser og hva du ikke kan spise.
So today, whatever our issues are, they might be different.
Så uansett hvordan problemene våre I dag, så det sikkert annerledes.
But Paul says it this way: the only thing that matters is faith working through love.
Men Paulus sier at det eneste som betyr noe er tro som fungerer gjennom kjærlighet.
I would have loved to have heard that my first year in Bible school.
Jeg ville skulle ønske jeg hørte det mitt første år på bibelskole.
Not because I don't love to study; I love all the other stuff.
Ikke fordi at jeg ikke elsker å studere, for jeg elsker alle de tingene også.
But we've got to keep this as the foundation.
Men vi holder her som et fundament.
Because love never fails.
Fordi kjærlighet svikter aldri.
So I'm going to be quiet now. I don't even know how long I've gone, but I feel like I've
Great.
Gone enough.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
So what's our time?
11:30. Wow, that's like bang on.
Okay. All right. So we'll go to lunch. Now let me tell you what when we come back into the next session, my wife has also been exploring this thing of love and the first commandment.
Når at vi kommer tilbake etter lunsjen, så har kona mi også studert det her med kjærlighet som første bud.
And what I want her to release is the things that God has been showing her about this very same thing.
Og det jeg vil at hun skal forløse dere og fortelle dere om hva Gud har vist henne om det samme.
And just so nobody's disappointed, at the end of it all, we'll do question and answer.
Og bare så at ingen blir skuffet, så på slutten skal vi ta spørsmål og svar.
And you can ask me what I think about infant baptism if you want.
Og du kan spørre meg om hva du tenker om dåp hvis du vil.
Or whether tongues has to be interpreted all the time in church.
Eller hvis det at tunga skal ha betyde
eller hva ser det som
er det Hellig Ånd eller er det kjødet
hvor
skal vi I kirkehistorien
så just to make sure well, we can do any questions you want but I feel like if this is the only thing that matters it's probably not a bad topic
jeg føler at det her ikke et dårlig tema for det her med kjærlighet.